In the past, ex-offenders on probation or parole could often rack up a bunch of violations before they'd be punished. And by then, the sanctions could be harsh, many months in jail. The new approach is called swift and certain, and the idea is any minor violation triggers an immediate but moderate punishment, say a couple of days in jail for failing a drug test. UCLA public policy professor Mark Kleiman says the approach gets results without derailing people's reentry into society.
The notion is act like a good parent, have clear rules, and every time they're not being obeyed, do something about it.
Pilot projects around the country, including in Seattle, show dramatic reductions in violations. But those projects were small. Then in 2012, Washington became the first state to roll out the strategy statewide, something Pepperdine University professor Angela Hawken thought was completely premature.
I was a naysayer on the front end, thinking they'd taken on too much too soon. But by and large, the rest of us who know this work well watch Washington State with our jaws just dropping. It's astonishing that they've managed to roll this out as smoothly as they have.
President Obama's proposed budget includes millions for programs such as these so-called smart probation approaches. Hawken will be in Olympia this week briefing corrections officials, and she expects a big batch of data on how the program is working in the next few weeks. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.